Marcus Dodge seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Sections 115-42, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of Blue Teal Drive within the Swan Key subdivision. The 91 address is 37031 Blue Teal Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 426. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return on this application. And the applicant is seeking a 2.2-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for two proposed sheds.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Marcus Dodge, 37031 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You may present your case.
Basically, what I'm doing is requesting two storage sheds for the side of my house. I believe she came up with the numbers there. I'm requesting a, I don't know if this is going to come out right, a subtraction from the side setback of 2.5 feet, I believe.
Okay.
I have 10 feet, but it's a 5-foot setback. So that's it in a nutshell. I have no outside storage other than I have a walkway that I put things under, but it's not weatherproof. And I have spent over $4,000 in replacing equipment over the years. And my tools are in my attic. I still do all my own work. And I just can't lug that stuff up and down 3 flights of stairs anymore.
What will these sheds be made of? How will they be constructed?
Wood. One is going to be built. Do you have pictures there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The one to the back of the house is going to be built attached to the house. And then the one to the front is going to be purchased from a dealer.
Okay.
They'll be matching white siding. That's about it. They're pretty standard.
Questions?
Mr. Dodge, the so shed number 2, the one towards the rear of the property.
Correct.
What you stated is that it's going to actually be built onto the house.
Right. That walkway is going to be cut, 12 foot is going to be cut out of that.
Okay.
So that it can be set back.
Okay.
Against
so
the house.
How is it not an addition as opposed to a shed that's built onto the house?
I never entertained that thought.
Well, personally, when I think of a shed, I think of something that you can get around and walk around. But what threw me off on your application was that it said it was going to be built, appeared to be built onto the side of the existing home.
That's what my plans were. There's several of them around in Swan Keys that are, you know, built right onto the house. I mean, if it causes a problem, it doesn't have to be built onto the house, because they make sheds that are...
Well, there's a difference between something that's portable, maybe not.
Correct.
In this case, and you're talking about making it permanent, and so the word additions came to my mind.
Okay.
And then in shed number 1, closer to the front of the property, and it looks like you're building twins here, what you'd like to do, according to the drawing that I'm looking at? They're both 12 by 7s?
Correct, in size.
Okay.
The appearance would not be the same because Obviously, the one in the back of the house has the roof coming off the side of the house.
Okay. And in shed number one, you're going to be putting that in front of two windows?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And as I said, if that creates a problem, shed number two, it can be built not attached to the house.
Sir, are you going to be building them on site, or is these prefab sheds that you're going to bring in and set there?
Number one is prefab. It will be brought in and set there. Number two would be built on site.
Okay, so you're just cutting out the walkway for number two. There's not a walkway in front of number one?
No, I have about, I think I have 20 some odd foot from the house to the stairwell that goes up to the side door.
It looks like shed number one is going to be covering up a couple of windows. Is that the case?
It shouldn't be covering them because my house is pretty high. If you were to look at me and next to my house, the window is probably slightly higher than me.
It'll be covering part of it. It'll just be covering part of it.
I really don't, but because of the angle of a roof, I don't think it'd be covering any of it.
Okay, if I may, Mr. Werfel, I'm looking at drawing 1 of 4. In your documents that you submitted? It says both sheds 7 by 12, 1 of 4.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
That would give us the appearance that you're covering up windows on shed number one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not the scale.
Yeah, that drawing's not accurate.
Yeah.
I understand.
The foundation of my house is 5 foot up. Before you get to the siding, that's just your concrete block. So my house sits high.
Is there any issue with the fire marshal or access in this type of development?
Not that I'm aware of.
From a size standpoint?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know, we've had attached sheds and communities.
Do you all have this picture? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can see how high the house is.
It looks like you're going to have like a barn-style roof on this shed, is that correct?
Probably, yes.
And it looks like the water from half the shed is going to be running towards your house. And the other half is running the other way.
Well,
is that correct? Or?
I would have gutters on it. I wouldn't let anything run towards the house.
Okay. When we look at a site plan, we do variances. We're looking at where the edge of the wall is. There's typically some kind of an overhang on the roof beyond that.
Right.
Have you taken that into consideration?
Well, actually, one of the gentlemen before asked you that same question. And so I was waiting to hear the answer to that.
Because it says 7 foot. But if you have an overhang on your roof, you might not be able to put the shed directly against the house. Does that make sense?
Okay. What I've done with this is I asked for 7 foot. They don't make a 7 foot shed, okay. Basically. They make a 6 or an 8. I was giving myself the leeway for just that.
All right. So you've already accounted for that. Gotcha.
Mr. Sharp?
With my recollection that you received a variance in 2012 for the construction of the house, is that right?
Yes.
It looks to me like you got a pretty substantial variance in the front yard setback at that time.
Front yard setback.
Your house is very close to the front yard property line, as the variance was
9.2 feet?
No, my house is 30 foot off the line.
Okay. And this says it was 9.2 feet from the 10-foot front yard. We don't have a survey.
When you say front, you mean road frontage.
Correct.
No, I'm 30 foot.
Your house is 30 feet from the front property line?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And about 10 foot from the back, but that's water.
Okay. Because we don't have a site plan showing where the structures are, which we would normally have.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you have to demonstrate is that this is not created by you, and that the it's the minimum variance to afford relief. Have you looked at a smaller shed that would be that would fit within the 5 feet that you have there between the house and the side property, the setback line? You looked at perhaps a wider but narrower, or not as deep, I should say, shed.
Well, once you get under 6 foot, That's pretty small.
So you're going to have a shed that's going to be 2.8 feet from your property line. Are you going to be able to open a door to that shed?
The door is going to be facing the back of the house.
Okay.
So it will not face that side. Would be the entrance, correct.
And then the other shed will face the front or the rear as well?
The other one will face out.
When you say out, what direction?
Meaning the 2.8.
Okay. Are you going to be able to open that door and access it?
Yes.
With it, is your door going to be less than 2.8 yes. feet wide, and you'll have enough room to
yes.
access that?
Yes, sir.
Right. Did you look at other placement options, perhaps to the rear of the home?
There is no other options. The right side of the home is 4 foot. And neighbor has a fence there that's not getting anything there. That's also where the air conditioner is and the propane tanks. In the back of the house is 10 foot to the water. Okay, and there's really no room there.
How about, did you not have room in the front? You said you're 30 feet.
Yeah, my wife wouldn't let that happen.
All right, well, I mean, we just have to, I mean, you've built the house. So, you know, the law assumes that, you know, just because you want something doesn't mean you get it. I mean, it has to be created by the uniqueness of the property. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to understand from you, is what's unique about the property, and have you looked at putting those sheds on there in compliance with the code? And if not, why can't you?
Meaning that the code is, yes, I don't really quite understand the question.
So what is unique about your property?
I'm at a loss there. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, because the need for a variance has to be created by some fundamental uniqueness to the property.
I can't answer that.
Okay. How wide is your lot?
40 foot.
How does that compare to other lots around you?
They're all the same.
Do you have flooding in the rear of your property?
I've owned it since 9/11. And we have had water come up during Sandy. And one other time. So it's flooded twice. And that's just at the back of the house, of course. It's not at the front or even halfway up.
Do you have parking under the house?
I'm sorry?
Do you have parking under the house?
No.
No. So parking is limited.
I can fit probably 6 cars in the front, meaning 4 parked normally, and then if I had to squeeze 2 lengthwise, I could do that.
Down the side.
Yeah.
That would be close to the road at that point, though.
Sir, the concrete sidewalk, does that go right up to your property line?
The house is surrounded by concrete.
Right. Does that concrete go right up to your property line? I look at the stones on your neighbor.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then it looks like you have two, like, plastic storage containers on that sidewalk.
Yeah, there's the one for hand tools, and the other is for chairs.
And so would those go away if you get your sheds?
More than likely. Or they'd be put in a different place. The stand-up one would probably go on the back porch, and the little box one would probably go under the house.
Have you talked to your neighbor that it's on the side that these sheds would affect 425?
No. However, they know that's, now I've talked about it for years.
Right.
I actually put in for a building permit for one probably 8 years ago. And after they issued the permit, they told me that I had to do this. And at the time, I couldn't really afford it, so I didn't do it. I waited the 8 years, and now it's $100 more. But they have no problem with it. We're all very tight.
Anything else?
Is that a shed on their side that's towards you, or is that just sort of part of their house that juts out?
I'm trying to see where.
You're right there, where there is, yeah.
Yes, that's the type of number two, shed number two.
So they have a shed?
Yes. And it's the exact same, it's basically the exact same one that I had planned on for my place.
So most of your neighbors down there have some sort of outside storage, it looks like.
Everybody's got sheds.
Yeah. Any other questions?
So when you take out that walkway, you're just going to pretty much have steps to the side door and then steps to, what was that, in the rear? I guess that was a rear door or was a rear patio maybe?
Right, rear patio, steps on both sides.
Yep.
And then there's two egresses.
Do we need variances for this egresses?
No. They were included with the dwelling.
Okay.
What are the exact variances right now that are requested?
I believe Ms. Norwood, it was 2.2 feet.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 2.2.
I believe I have. Oh, I'm sorry.
22 feet is what I come up with. From
on
a 5 foot.
On each one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have 9 foot, 8 inches.
Oh. Right.
Subtract 7 foot. That's what I have left. Almost 3 foot.
Anything else, Mr. Hastings?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, may I have a seat?
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12786 for Mr. Marcus Dodge?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case number 12786 for Mr. Marcus Dodge and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12786 for Marcus Dodge for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I believe the difficulty is created by the applicant and not by a uniqueness of the property.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So with a vote of 4-1, sir, your case is denied. Next case.